Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard as we discuss Andy, Howie, who deserves the most credit for what this franchise has been the last 20 years, and the top five quarterbacks of all time. I got Brady, Montana, Manning, Mahomes, and Steve Young. We'll get back to all that coming up. But right now, we go out to the guest line, Elliot Shore Parks, who's all set for a trip to Arizona. Elliot, how you doing tonight?
Excited to get to Arizona, man. And you're going to be there next week. It's going to be a true football guy week next week in Phoenix.
I would say it's the biggest football guy week of the year, yes. It's going
to
be exciting out there. Elliot, before we get to the game and the matchup, I think I heard you, maybe it was during the pregame show, but you were somehow having to buy some new clothes, like some new attire for Phoenix. Have you done it?
So sadly, I have not yet. I did get my hair cut today. So okay. We got that done with. Unfortunately, the game being so far away, I don't have anyone to cut it in Phoenix. I had to do it today. Still deciding what suit I'm going to wear. But yes, I will be getting, hopefully, you know, five or six new outfits for next week. Got to look nice. You know, it's going to be Radio Row. It's a Super Bowl. So excited to get that done.
So let me ask you this. So I know you're you're someone who looks nice when you go to the game, right? You wear a suit.
The
other parts of the Super Bowl experience, like Radio Row, media night, if you happen to attend any of the parties out there, like what are we talking about? More suits or just some nicer clothes?
Well, Joe, if you just want advice on what you should wear next week, you can just come out and say it. You know, you don't have to.
Well, no, I'm just wondering how you're going to dress, and then I could go off of that. That's all. Yeah.
Right. So I would say dress the part of how you want to look. I mean, at Radio Row, you know, I would say it's a little more casual. The media availability, people dress up for sure. The party. So this will be, I think, my fourth Super Bowl that I've covered. For the first two, I did try to go to those parties, you know, like the big ones where all the celebrities go to, and you just, you know, you always feel underdressed there, I guess. It was a humbling experience to get into a party like that. But I won't be trying this week. This is a work week this time.
All right. It's a business trip for Elliot and for the Eagles and for all of us. All right, Elliot, let's get to this. Let me ask you the question that we were debating earlier, where you lie on this. So I would say, for the most part, until now, if you say, like, if you had to pick out one person within the football part of things, whether it's coaching, player, front office, the last 20 years, that is the biggest reason why the Eagles have become such a good franchise, I think Andy Reid would have been the answer for most people. He established the culture, the foundation, left Doug behind, Foles, all that. I think Howie surpassed him now because he's done all this year without, you know, mostly Andy people. I know there's a few players left over, but I think Howie taking two different teams to Super Bowls, he's gone over Reid for me in terms of credit for the last 20 years and what this franchise is. Where do you lie on that?
Yeah, so I understand the people who say Andy. I do, right? Because living in, you know, going through those early 2000 teams, I think he set the foundation in some ways for this franchise. He was the first coach that was really successful under Jeffrey Lurie. So there's an argument for Andy. But I think if you just drop somebody down and explain the franchise, the history of the Eagles franchise, right, and they knew nothing about it, it would be pretty simple. The guy that constructed one Super Bowl team, the guy that's overseen probably the best stretch in Eagles history, and then a guy that might have another ring in 2 weeks, yeah, that's the most important guy. I mean, what Andy Reid did was awesome, right? I mean, you know, those early 2000 Eagles were amazing to watch. They were extremely successful. They didn't win the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, that has to factor into this. So when eventually Howie has two rings to none for Andy. I don't even think it's close. But even now, I think that even with 1-0, I still think you would put Howie ahead of him.
Elliot, as we look forward to the game itself and where the Eagles are at, are you surprised at the betting line out there and the way this thing has flipped around? I mean, the Eagles are... they're the favorite. I mean, they're the favorite over an all-time great quarterback. And you go through the history of the Super Bowl, that doesn't happen very often where, you know, guys that are obviously all-timers like Mahomes already has become, they're not usually underdogs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I was looking it up today. Mahomes has never been an underdog in the playoffs. So this is a new territory for him. And, you know, as great as Jalen has been this year, and I certainly think Nick deserves Coach of the Year consideration. I think he probably should have been a finalist. You can make the argument that Chiefs have the better quarterback head coach duo heading into this game. So for the Eagles, to be a favorite, it is somewhat surprising, but you know, they've earned it as well, right? I mean, they were dominant in their two playoff games. They've been dominant in the majority of games that they've played this year. I am surprised to a certain degree of their favorites, but we'll also see how this plays out. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me by the time kickoff came, if it was a pick 'em or if the Chiefs, you know, creep ahead by 1 point. But it did surprise me when the initial line came out.
Elliot, any concern over the offense after Sunday? I do think the context is necessary. The Niners were one of the top two or three defenses in the league all year. I mean, that's a great defense.
Right.
And the game was kind of weird in that I think the Eagles realized pretty early they didn't have to take any chances. As long as they didn't turn it over, they weren't going to lose. But that being said, the offense had one of their worst days of the year moving the ball. It was just a slog for a lot of that game. Any concern about the offense and Jalen Hurts heading into the Super Bowl?
So my concern wouldn't be off of that game. I mean, if you think about these playoffs so far, the Eagles basically haven't had to play in the second half of both games. And even with as good as the 49ers defense is, they still put up 21 points in the first half. So it wasn't, you know, like they were up 7-0 and turned it off. I mean, they were on pace for 42 points against that 49ers defense. So I didn't have any concerns really about the offense coming out of that game. I think Jalen did what he had to do, which is be smart with the ball and kill time in the second half. And they did that very well. Now, my concern with offense would be, it's been a while now until they've put together like a real dominating, you know, first quarter to the end of the game offensive performance, right? You think about that stretch, Tennessee, the Giants and Packers. That was probably the last time we've seen them really kind of click on all cylinders for four quarters. And going against this Kansas City Chiefs offense, they're going to have to do that. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about the game a little bit more and certainly a ton more before they actually kick off. But this Chiefs offense might be better than the Eagles offense. And there's not many teams you can say that about in the NFL. So if this is going to be a shootout, if it has to be another 41-33 type of win, do I have confidence that the offense can do that? I don't know, right? I mean, they haven't played well in a while. So I think that's the biggest question going into the game. Can they win a shootout against the Chiefs?
Yeah, and they might need to against a quarterback that good. We're talking to Elliot Shore Parks here. Elliot, I saw you and James on a Go Birds episode. We're talking about the meaning of this one, if they do pull this off compared to 2017. And I saw a clip of it, and I was watching for a little bit. And my first thought going in before I listened to you guys was like, no way, right? Like nothing compares to the first one. But when I think about it, I mean, I do think if they get this one, a second Super Bowl really legitimizes the whole franchise as not just like it's a different realm. Like there's a couple, there's teams that have one, but if you have two or more and you're always successful, like the Eagles will start being talked about with the other great franchise in the NFL. What do you think? Because I'm sure a lot of people just reflexively say 2017 is more meaningful.
Yeah, and you know, that's a fine answer, right? It was the first Super Bowl. It was an amazing run. The way they won it was one of the best Super Bowl games ever, right? But I also think that in any sport, right, and with any team, the championships that are remembered the most, the ones that are talked about the most, the ones that people bring up and all that, those are the ones won by great players. Those are the ones that are won by the best in the history of the franchise. I mean, if Iverson would have won a title in 2001, if McNabb would have won that title in 2004, they would be viewed as you know, the favorite titles in the city's history to a certain degree, just because those were iconic franchise great players. Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl in 2017 was an unbelievable run, and it was awesome to watch. But at the end of the day, Foles wasn't even the starter next year, right? I mean, that team didn't really have – it had clearly some great players on it, but Foles is not, like, the best quarterback in franchise history. There is a chance that if Jalen Hurts wins this Super Bowl – it's not going to be many years. I mean, you've already written about it, until he is the best quarterback in franchise history. So while 17 was an emotional Super Bowl and it was awesome, I think this one both validates it, but it also checks the biggest box for a great championship, which is it'll be won by one of the greatest players in franchise history. And so I think that could end up making it more special.
Yeah, and it could be the one that it kind of pushes them forward with him to a new amazing era of Eagles football. Elliot, injury-wise, the only thing I guess that there's any worry about is Dickerson, but that sounds like it's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to have all 22 starters yet again. I mean, I think the longer Landon Dickerson is here, we're going to learn two things about him, which is one, he's a great guard, but two, he comes out of what it feels like almost every game for a snap or two with something that's bothering him. So, you know, the Eagles released a practice report today. I believe he was listed as limited or did not practice, but it was a walkthrough and the game's a while away. So I wouldn't worry about it. I think they're going to have all 22 starters for the Super Bowl.
How close are we to putting Hassan Reddick at the top or near the top, at least, of lists of the greatest Eagles free agent signings ever? I mean, you go back and you kind of look at some of the names. Runyon obviously was a great one. Troy Vincent. I mean, they've had some great ones. Malcolm. But, I mean, yeah. Man, this year by Reddick is as good as any season we've ever seen a pass rusher have around here since Reggie White.
Well, and think about how much that's changed since the start of the season. When you think about how A.J. Brown started the year, you know, obviously he wasn't a free agent signing, but he was an acquisition in the offseason. The idea that Hassan could have passed him would have been crazy. But now you look at what he's done, and not just what he's done all year, but what he's done in the biggest games. I mean, if you look since December started, when, you know, the games really started to matter, he's been unbelievable. I think he has like 11 and a half sacks, 3 forced fumbles. What is he up to now? Like 18 and a half sacks in 20 games or something like that. I mean, I always thought one of the greatest stats in Eagles history is Reggie White having as many sacks as games played for this franchise. Hassan Reddick clearly hasn't done it as long, but he's almost doing it this year, right? So just in terms of the impact that he's made this year, it isn't just that he gets to the quarterback. It's that when he's there, he makes plays. He finishes the job. He knocks the ball out. And these other great pass rushers that people talk about, Micah Parsons, you know, Nick Bosa, they did not have a strong end to the year. They did not make plays in the playoffs. Hassan Reddick has been an impact player for this team when they really needed him. And I just know in terms of my time covering the team and, you know, recent Eagles history, I can't think of an edge rusher that's had more of an impact than Hassan Reddick has.
All right, Elliot, let's end with this. Kenny Gainwell, the performance so far in the playoffs and his usage, if you had a guess, is this just more because they're up in these games and it's just the way the games have gone? Or are we seeing a little changing in the guard here? Like, is he and Miles closer to 1 and 1A than ever during the season?
So I wouldn't call it a changing of the guard. I do think it has a little bit to do with the score, and they want to get Miles out. I mean, Miles is wearing a knee brace at the end of the year. I think he's mostly healthy, but I think, you know, it's also something he's still somewhat dealing with. I think in close games, you know, if this Chiefs game, and I would be very, very surprised if the Eagles blew out the Chiefs, I think you'll see Miles Sanders be the pretty clear-cut number one. Kenny Gainwell is going to touch the ball, but ultimately I still think Miles is their go-to back. So Kenny's been unbelievable. I mean, if you remember back at the trade deadline, we all thought the main need, or, you know, most of us thought, was a top backup running back. And Kenny, you know, to his credit in the playoffs when called upon, has been really good. But I still think Miles is the guy.
Yeah, and he'll probably be in the Super Bowl. Elliot, I appreciate you hopping on. Have a safe flight, and I'll see you next week in Arizona.
Yep, sounds good. I can't wait.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks joining us there. Next time I see him, we'll be out in Phoenix, Arizona, where he'll be wearing something nice. And I probably will just be wearing what I normally wear.
You going to be wearing shorts out there?
Shorts feels a little aggressive for February. I mean, I understand I'm in Arizona, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I've ever traveled to a place where the temperature is different than where I came from. Like, for example, I've been to Hawaii, right? So I've been to a beautiful climate, but I went in July. So it's like,
it wasn't much different than what you were used to wearing.
Right. I was wearing shorts on the plane. I was going to wear shorts when I got off. I've never had one of those drastic travel switches. And I guess this counts, right? It'll be 70 something when I get there. And it will be like, I don't know, 25 when I leave or 30 when I leave. That's pretty drastic. I don't know. Shorts feels aggressive.
I mean, is it unprofessional to wear shorts on Radio Row?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it is. Have you ever seen how radio people dress? Yes, you have.
I do. I see it on a daily basis.
Every single day. Remember that time around here where we kind of, the idea was no more shorts and like dress nicer? That lasts for like a few weeks.
Well, I don't know if you remember, after a few weeks, people stopped coming into the office except for us, and we got to wear whatever we wanted for a while.
That's right. We complain about the NBA coaches, but we did kind of the same thing. We never went back to dressing more professionally. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Good stuff from Elliot. A couple of things I want to dive into here. But if you just hopped in the car, so he's with me on this. He's with Roseman as kind of jumping Andy Reid now as the more important figure, Eagles history, and really what they've become over the last two decades. You know, the Eagles were not a good franchise when Andy got here. And then, you know, Andy, and they added Howie in the front office with Joe Banner. And you go back the last two decades, the only team with more appearances in the conference championship game have been the New England Patriots, who obviously had the greatest quarterback of all time and the greatest coach of all time. And they were great in the AFC. But no team other than the Patriots has more title game appearances last 20 years. And that's a testament to what the Eagles have become. But I now look at it as Roseman has surpassed Andy Reid in Eagles history for what he's done. He's taken two different teams to a Super Bowl. And now this one is without any quarterback Reid anything to do with, without any coach Reid anything to do with. Like, this is more of the Howie Roseman Super Bowl than anything that Andy Reid had any handle on. I know, you know, Kelsey's still here and all that, but, you know, Roseman was the GM when they drafted Jason Kelsey, too. Let's not pretend it's only Andy Reid. I now have Roseman ahead of Reid in Eagles history. 215-592-9494. And then we're discussing our top five quarterbacks of all time. And I went Brady, Montana, number two, Manning, Peyton. Obviously, we had a caller earlier who mentioned Eli. We think he meant Peyton. But I went Brady, Montana, Manning, Patrick Mahomes at number four. And at number five, I went Steve Young. And, you know, I had a couple people say to me, how could you put Patrick Mahomes in there already? I mean, how could you not? I know it's only been 5 years, but I look at what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished in 5 years. It's better than most quarterbacks ever for their entire career. I mean, what he's done in 5 years in the NFL is unprecedented. And that actually makes the fact that the Eagles are a favorite in this Super Bowl even more impressive. I think it shows, like, their talent level, what they are right now. They're favored over a guy I believe is a top five quarterback in the history of the NFL. Like, just think about that for a second. I know he's young, but they're favored over a top five quarterback ever in the NFL, at least in my rankings and Tucker's. We both have Mahomes in the top five. It kind of cements how good the odds makers and people think this Eagles team is. Like, they're favored over Reid and Mahomes. It's that part really hasn't sunk in yet. Like, I've acknowledged they're really good. They might be an all-time great team. But that part's still amazing to me. They're favored over Reid and Mahomes.
Yeah, I just think it's fascinating in a league that pretty much has built success on head coaches and quarterbacks. The Eagles are doing it with their line play, right? I mean, I look at the Eagles' defensive line and how they've basically wrecked every game they've played the last 4 months, and I look at the offensive line, which I don't know if it's too crazy to say, might be one of the greatest offensive lines ever assembled, at least for one season. I mean, that's how they're winning games. And as I look at, you know, the path to victory for both teams, it comes down to that. Can the Chiefs break through the offensive line, and can they keep a hobbled Patrick Mahomes healthy? And I wonder if that's a big part of it, too, how much confidence they have in him being complete and total Patrick Mahomes come next Sunday.
Well, and I saw this earlier. You know, BetMGM has, every sports book has the odds up to win the MVP of the game. And I think not every book is the same on this. Some books have Jalen Hurts as the favorite to be the MVP. Some have Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I actually think it's kind of silly if you have Mahomes as the favorite over Hurts, despite the Eagles being the favorite to win the game. It's kind of weird because you would think the quarterback of the winning team is the most likely and the logical MVP winner of the game, but whatever, that being aside. So I noticed one book, Tucker made the point about maybe some of this is they're a little worried about Patrick Mahomes' health heading into this game, because have we seen him move around since he ran on that final play? Like, he really went all out to win that game, the run where he got pushed, then they kicked the field goal, and it's not like last week in the midst of the title game week, we saw him go to the podium, did a press conference. Have we seen Mahomes since the game?
I don't think so.
So we have no idea.
I will say he was a full participant in today's practice.
Did they practice?
Whether or not that was an estimation or not, I don't know. But they clearly think he's kind of along the same lines he was a week ago.
Right. And what he did, what he pulled off in the title game was impressive. But that being said, if you look at the odds, one sports book, they list everybody. Basically, every big name is you could bet on them and have odds on them. And they even have the backup quarterbacks, which I think they have to just put them in there. I mean, it's worth a shot if you think the starter could just get out hurt in the first quarter, because then you have a quarterback and a big number. But Chad Henne's odds to win the MVP are way different than Gardner Minshew's. It was like 66-1 versus 130-1, which is, it's like double. So I think that might be part of it, that there's still this fear that Mahomes is not healthy, which he's not, but that he have to come out of the game. Now, I don't think there's any chance Chad Henne's winning the Super Bowl MVP, but the fact that Gardner Minshew and Henne are not the same odds, that's kind of weird.
Especially because Jalen Hurts is banged up too.
Exactly. It's almost as if they're telling us that there is a fear or a thought that maybe Mahomes would have to come out of this game at some point. Now, we just watched him, though, play the full AFC Championship game and move and run at the end to win. I tend to think these might be the two toughest quarterbacks in the league physically. I mean, Hurts, it's not hard to see that, the way he plays. Mahomes, though, hasn't he shown that in the postseason now? He played on the turf toe in the Super Bowl, and he didn't play his best, but he played. And now he's done this on the ankle? I mean, that's the one aspect of Mahomes I just don't think we talk about, because he doesn't play. Like, his style isn't tough. Jalen Hurts' style is tough. You see it. I mean, you watch Jalen Hurts for 5 minutes, you're like, oh, he's a tough dude. Mahomes is tough.
Yeah, he just doesn't run through contact, right? Like, he isn't a guy that runs through a brick wall. He isn't Ben Roethlisberger or Brett Favre, or you can throw John Elway in that mix, too. He plays a different style of game, but he's there every Sunday. He's only missed, I think, 4 games in his career since he became a starter.
Yeah, he's remarkable. He plays through injury, plays hurt, and he plays well. I mean, that's like what he did in the past game here. That's the craziest part of it. Like, he played well through injury. I mean, he played a game that most quarterbacks would die for, and he did it through an injury. 215-592-9494. How would you rank the top 5 quarterbacks in NFL history? I go Tom Brady 1. I can't believe there are actually Montana people still out there. I mean, I just can't believe it. Like, Brady surpassed him by a mile. Brady 1, Montana 2, Peyton Manning 3, Patrick Mahomes 4. Yes, he's in that. He's there already. And I go Steve Young 5. I put him over Unitas. I put him over Elway. I put him over Marino. Put him over Rodgers. I go Steve Young at number 5. 215-592-9494. Your top 5. How do you rank top 5 quarterbacks ever? Reed or Roseman? Who's more important to the Eagles the last 20 years? I'm going Roseman. 2 Super Bowls trumps the 1, and he's got the ring, and he might beat Reed for a second one. 215-592-9494. We'll come back, your phone calls. And how about this? The 49ers actually gave the Eagles some bulletin board material, and it seemed to bother them. It seemed to work. Hear what Darius Slay had to say about that coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel now. Use promo code Jillio so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. Y'all be on a touchdown score. How about Jalen Hurts to score an A-type touchdown in the Super Bowl? All on an app that's top-rated. It's safe, secure, and it is super easy to use. Best of all, you get paid your winnings instantly. I really like the FanDuel app. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. So join FanDuel today. Promo code GIGLIO to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.